on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Welcome back to the Burns and Gambo Show here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. The Coyotes wrap up the regular season tonight, and then the very important part of the offseason. Ballots will be mailed out on April 19th. Tempe voters will decide on an arena proposal for the Coyotes on props 301, 302, and 303 by May 16th. And joining us right now on the Burns and Gambo Show, in town in part to talk about the arena initiative, Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner, joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Commissioner Bettman, I'm Dave. This is Gambo. Welcome to town and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's always great to be here. And I'm looking forward to tonight's game at the beautiful Mullet Arena.
Yeah, it's been a pleasant surprise, Commissioner. It's been a pleasant surprise. It's the atmosphere has been fantastic. The fans actually love it. I know it's temporary, but it has really worked out better than I think most people thought it would when a lot of people were criticizing the move before it happened.
Well, you know, it's always easy to criticize. Listen, first of all, we're grateful to ASU, as I know the Coyotes are, for sharing Mullet. And as you said, it can only be temporary because it doesn't work long term. But frankly, the Coyotes had no choice because they had no other options as to where they could play. And so this, under the circumstances, has worked out great. And we are hopeful and optimistic about the referendum. And once it's approved, if it's approved, I'm hoping it is, we then see an incredible future, not just for the Coyotes, but for Tempe with this amazing project that's frankly being built privately on land that right now has no other use.
Commissioner, I know what it's like, you know, growing up in New York, being an Islander fan, four Stanley Cups in a row, and that was my favorite team, and having to worry about your team leaving. I mean, I went to so many games at the Nassau Coliseum, and I was always worried after the fact when all the rumors came that they were going to leave and go somewhere else. So I know what that's like for Coyote fans to worry about their team. So let me ask you why you and the NHL are so supportive of the Coyotes in this project.
Well, and, you know, to punctuate what you said, I'm not sure over the last 2.5 decades any sports league could have been any more supportive, including buying the team out of bank out of bankruptcy by the league so it could stay here. We love being here. This is an important part of our footprint. Arizona is great for sports, and I think we would lose something if we weren't here. And, you know, the fan support not only has been great, but we're part of a growing, thriving community, and we want to continue to be a part of that. And so having an owner like Alex Morello, who's prepared to not only invest in the team, but invest in Tempe, you know, with resources that are necessary to do it, shows the same type of commitment that we've shown to Arizona since the Coyotes came here.
Commissioner Gary Bettman from the NHL, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. I know this has been discussed in the past, but should this arena deal pass, you mentioned it being a good deal for Tempe and a good deal for the NHL in Tempe. I would imagine that there would be potentially things to follow that in terms of some of the crown jewel events that the NHL has to offer for a new arena?
Absolutely. Draft, All-Star game. We've even had some discussions with management about the possibility of an outdoor game at Sun Devil Stadium. I mean, as I've said from the beginning, this is a place we want to be. And once we know the future is secure, we can focus on bringing our major events here to connect with our fans in Arizona.
The ballots go out on April 19th, April 19th, I should say. I'm sorry, I misspoke there for a minute. May 16th is the deadline for the ballots to come in. Will you and the team expect to get, for lack of a better way of putting it, like real-time updates on how things are going, or do you think you will not know until May 16th?
The answer is, I don't know the answer to that question, because I'm not an expert on how Arizona or Tempe conducts its elections. I assume once the result is in, we'll learn very quickly.
Do you expect, Commissioner, that, you know, listen, I've been to places where the arena is very far away from the public. I've been to Ottawa for games and with the old Correll Center and how far away that was. Here, being in the West Valley in Arizona was not really good when the fan base is very East Valley located. Do you believe that this could really benefit the fan base if this project gets done because it is so centrally located in the Valley?
I believe that this location is perfect, and for all the reasons we discussed, I love this project. You're going to take a toxic landfill that's been laying dormant for decades. It's going to be cleaned up privately when my guess is the city hasn't had the funds to do it. You're going to get a brand new state-of-the-art arena, a mixed-use development project, an entertainment center complex, and it's going to be right here in the heart of Tempe, where there are so many people that continue to come here, not just students at ASU. I mean, this thing is terrific. It's a win-win for everybody, which, again, is why I'm hopeful and optimistic, because this opportunity is incredible for everybody.
The Coyotes' history, there has been a lot of, you know, different owners, including you. The NHL has owned the organization for a short amount of time, and we've dealt with it. And from Jerry Moyes to Steve Ellman and Wayne Gretzky and Richard Burke, and you know how long that list is. What makes you so confident in Alex Morello as an owner?
Well, first of all, I've dealt with him now for more than 4 years. Secondly, he has resources and made commitments beyond which we've ever seen before. And keep in mind, he's not only been vetted by Tempe, he has business interests in banking and in the gaming industry in Nevada. So he's been in and is in heavily regulated interests. Industries. He is the real deal. And having worked with him, he's got incredible passion. He has incredible vision, which is evidenced by this project. And he's really brought stability to the franchise, and everything they're doing now is first class.
Commissioner, I have to ask you this before we let you go. The Coyotes have had several opportunities. They've been here for a long time. If for some reason this doesn't pass, and I know you're not thinking that way, and nobody is, they're trying to get this through, but there's a lot of different states that would want a professional hockey team, and you're probably in Canada as well. Do you look at this as a last-ditch effort to save the Coyotes in Arizona?
I'm not going there. I've been asked that question probably 40 times today. The answer is we're focused on the referendum and getting it passed. We're not focused on anything else right now.
Commissioner Bettman, thank you for the time. Enjoy your stay. Enjoy mullet tonight. And good luck with the vote to the league and to the organization.
Thank you for your interest and your support. And it's always great to be here to be with you. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Bettman. We appreciate it.